Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Seed Dropper Homeschool Network with the Win on You, the new ATL, the Asiatic Talk Language. Welcome.
Seed Dropper Homeschool Network with the Win on You, the new ATL, the Asiatic Talk Language.
Love and happiness. Welcome to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the Win on You with the new ATL, the Asiatic Talk Language. My name is Madam Shabazz and my co-host is Madam Heaven. Love and happiness, Madam Heaven. How are you on this wonderful Wednesday?
Evolution to you too, my sister. I'm just doing wonderful. I'm in the seventh heaven.
Evolution.
I always say Shabazz in heaven.
Well, thank you, my sister. Well, today is Wednesday, and it is the planet Mercury, the first and the closest planet to the sun. Actually, we are actually right now swimming in Mercury, the time of the Gemini and the Virgo. You know it by the heat, the wonderful, the Amun-Ra speaking to us at a nice, wonderful flame. Loving it. This is a beautiful time of the year. And then also, it's a very dominating time. You see that there are very dominating decisions, precise decisions that are being made, very major decisions. This is a great time to begin a communication with someone. This is a great time to begin a new transition and communication system within your own self. And today being June the 26th, 2013, is the number 2, which gives us double the power to the second power. It's the duality, as above, so below, as within, so without. This is a good time for you to guard your thoughts, to be in control of what you say because of where we are in the atmosphere right now, be it be, that double energy, that reflection. Good time, again, to unite. This is a good time for partnerships, even business arrangements. This is a good time of year to make all of that happen, Madam Heaven, on this number two, my sister. Even in you and I, who are two sisters who have come together to form this opportunity of sharing ourselves with the entire world, I am delighted for that, my sister, for this dual business that we have together. So please speak to us about the number two, Madam Heaven.
Madam Shabazz, I would love to, first as we do in our greetings of peace of universal languages, Manataka, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom, Dolch di Dolch, Baligu Vinswe, and Como Sama Negro Sino Sinorita. And as you said, the Nima Dos, the balance, going into the sexual triad, that you have to have a Umi and an Abu, a mother and a father, to have the existence in that womb, a birth. And so even with the power of the balance of you and I, you being the Nora, being the light, and myself, the Negra, which this is the year of the Asiatic snake, going into the snake people or the snake woman, going back to Shaka Dewea, going again back to the womb of the creation of the moon, which you turn the word round, and it's the word what? M-O-O-N becomes N-O-O-M, which is the word gnome, or the word, yes, we are the baddest sisters on the universe, on the planet, giving these new seeds and information for the process of growth and development in oneself, to introduce the language of the chi, the seven languages of the chi, to teach the balance of that word of the two, Madame Shabazz.
Oh, thank you, my sister. Wow, I really appreciate that. So beautifully said. And also, we want to thank our ancestors, for without them we would not be. We give beloved honor and love to them, 13 love them, and we are having such an amazing transition by the recognition of the ancestors and knowing that they are always with us. So I'm eternally grateful for the ancestors. Now, let me tell you about us. We here at the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network are the school of thought that's based on the four L's, land, language, law, and love. And today our lesson, does your behavioral actions line up with your language? We are speaking on the language today. We'll talk about the language. How to recognize if you are running on a language programming, and how to ID where the programming is coming from. In addition, determine who have the rights, W-R-I-T-S, to your body language. Is it sports? Is it Naropa? Or the sexual action in advertisement? We're going to talk about that title. I'm so excited today to speak about language. My sister, this is going to be a wonderful opportunity for us on this day to have some fun. We're going to have some fun, so we're delighted that you have joined in with us today. You are tuned in to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network here on the blogtalkradio.com. If you have any questions, comments, or observations, call us at 323-927-2927. We appreciate your energy. We are, again, very happy that you joined us on this day. And every week, we are excited because we continually picking up new people that are tuning in to us. So we thank you and welcome to all of the new people that are listening to us today. We appreciate you. And also those of you who have been spreading the word, sharing that, you know, that this is happening every Wednesday, Seed Dropper Homeschool Network. We appreciate that. We appreciate the response that has been going out. And we are excited that tomorrow we have a debut of High Vibrations with Sister Chi and Brother Akbi. They're going to be on tomorrow, which is Thursday the 27th, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Same station, same dial. Everything is the exact same here at the Seeddropper Homeschool Network. We encourage you to go visit our website. It is seeddropper.com. Let us know what you think. Give us your feedback. Go through our website. Get an idea exactly where we are and what we're doing right now, what our focus is. We're going to take a short break. And we're going to come right back, so take this time, grab yourself some paper and pen, and come back with us and join us in this lesson as we look forward today to sharing some wonderful experience. So hold on, and we will be right back.
I told her you should go home, it's better that way, I wish I could come.
All aboard, I heard him call your name. I knew you got your ticket, now you on your way. And it was hard to watch you wave goodbye. I write you here and there with no need to reply. It's just I lost a good friend in a time of need. Like forever would be better, but this time you're free. Hate you left is kind of selfish just to think that way. You're going home, don't worry what you probably would say. But yeah, it hurts, but I smile the thought. You at peace in your mind, no longer aching your heart. Finish your stars, rise the sun. Finally to hear your father say, servant, we're done. I strive to be half of what you was. I'm just hoping that I can carry on your love and not regret all the times I had to leave you. I promise I'ma see you when I see you.
I told her you should go on, it's better that way. I wish I could come with you, but I gotta stay. But I gotta stay. Yeah.
Your motherly hands used to usher Sunday mornings. Played the tambourine so well. Reminiscing on my granddaddy. Shed tears as you looked at his pictures on the shelf. Phone ringing every day. Friends gone away. Wishing you could go, but you had to stay. I sit and cry with you. Soon the feelings of it passed.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to the Seeddropper Homeschool Network, the When I'm You with the new ATL, the Asiatic Talk Language. My name is Madam Shabazz, and my co-host is Madam Heaven, and we are ready to get this lesson going. My sister, are you ready for the school lesson today? Yes, I love
yes.
it. I love
Madam
it.
Shabazz, I am
yes.
because as my name Chinese, which is the Asiatic name, if you say Chinese, you say the Qi of Nishi. So if you say it going from the right to the left, you say Nishi Qi Nasi. Nasi means the word of speaker of the seventh heavens within the month that I was born. And so that's why it's so beautiful that we're breaking down languages. We're breaking down the systems of language of the Qi. And so as Madame Shabazz, as we proceed, I just would love to say two things. But Nelson Mandela is so personal to me because he was born in 1819. And if you take the 1 and the 8, it's a 9. And you take the 19, that is my birth. As in my name, the Tennessee of Memphis, where you go back to the motherland, going back to the Timbuktu, going back to our language of the Swahili, which they come from Swahili land or the Swatha land, meaning the Swatha, meaning of the people of the earth, wind, fire, and water, going from existence of all time of creation. And as he is 94, that is the number 13. So as the birth of creation to stand on the square, to spend 27 years, imprisoned. Not that just that word in prison, but that word goes beyond that word slavery, because it goes into the seventh chi. It goes into the chakras going up to the chi, meaning what filters and goes into the brain that dictates to the body and the behaviors of the body. So even though he had been behind some bars, he knew those bars of his existence was not himself. that the square that he stood on. And you look at today from billions of people, 7 billion people on the planet, when you hear that name and it rings out, and you hear that name and that word M-A-N means nah, means yes, to stand on the square means a man who stood on the square that became a new human being for a new people, for a new in yourself, to start with the language of who you are, Madame Shabazz.
Excellent, my sister. And as you said, 27 years, that is the nine. So it's a clear indication of spiraling up. And sis, I really thank you for taking this moment and making that acknowledgement and showing the correlation. Because one of the things is to realize is that everything counts. Everything, time and space and matter, all have a relevance as to who we are, and you certainly did an excellent job on pointing that out. So thank you, Madam Heaven. I love your intelligence.
Thank you, Madam Shabazz. And I want to say Kanye West. I want to say also with his baby's name, North, because the N-O-R is the word North, and the T-H is the think tank of the thought of the light. And that's what they talk about, the Illuminati, talk about the brightest star in the universe as my name, my middle name, Star. And you take the word Nevada and you see the word A. David. You see the star David of the Ethiopian people going to the making of she of the word Shabazz, which the name is your name, Madam Shabazz.
Yes, sis, and as you're talking about that, and we're going to have a section that we're going to talk about name play today, and North is his child's name, and I'm glad you brought that out, because we will talk about that. So if anyone is interested in us using your name today as a part of the word play, you want to see what we can do with your name, please give us a call today at 323-927-2927. That will be later on today as we progress through. But yes, North, we're going to come back to that. I have that duly noted so that we can talk freely about North. Now, sis, let's talk about the title and where we're going with language today. I would like to talk about the word language itself. What I did, we've spoken several times about language in looking at it from both directions, going into it and looking deeply into the hidden messages. So today what I would like to do is to look at language, L-A-N-G-U-A-G-E, and read it from the right to the left. It is E-G-A-U-G-N-A-L. And look at the hidden messages that is in the word language. Well, the E itself is the letter that is a representation of the numerology number 5 in the numeral, in the chart, rather. That is, you looking in the alphabet chart or even the numerology chart, it is the number 5. And the 5 number itself is a representation of change, to take action as well. And then you look at the E. G itself means to, I'm sorry, the word E is to speak, and to speak where? To who is the speaker? Well, you have the A. The A is yourself, meaning the one, because it is the one. The A is a representation of the numerology one, and the one is the life and breath. Who is you? The all of yourself, meaning the you is a representation of you. And if you see that it is G, the G is the number 7. The 7 also is a representation of the scholarship or the scholarness of yourself, and the null, meaning to know. You are to know. And so when just breaking it down, that is how it breaks down. But if you pull it all together, the word language in its hidden message says, take action to speak all the scholarship you know. So you only speak about what you know. You only take action toward what you know in your behavior. So that's why your behavioral action has to line up with the language that you use out of your verbiage. It should be your verbiage language. I would also like to look at the numerology of the number. But before I do that, my sister, would you please dialogue about the word language?
Well, yes, Madame Shabazz, I would love to, as you so eloquently, as always, break it down. When you look at the word lang and you and your age, as you mentioned going before you, your word ancestor or existence, I call them the vapors and wind. Because, again, can you see them? That's what they call a ghost, which is sacred, where you get the word Holy Ghost from. Then if you look at the word, as you said, language, going from the right to the left, the first two letters you see is the E and the G, which represents the A, which represents the A, meaning self, as in the pyramid. And we're going to break down that in relation to the Venus and the Sun. And then you see the age of what? Of your growth, of your navel, from the attachment of the sexual triad of your Abu, which is the father, and the Umi is the mother, that you become in the nuclear acid, that the egg acid and the sperm acid come together in that language of development of a new creation. And so on that bang day, as with the universe, that as they start, they said the start of the existence, 14 billion years, but it's 9.99 billion, but we can say going to the trillion, because whatever number that they give you is even more. And so as we move on into the existence of the seventh heaven, as you said, you look at the word seven, you look at the word heaven, you look at the word Venus, you look in the word Ne. Ne means what? The people who speak with a different speech. That's why I call myself a Manitoka Asiatic Moor, because in my language of the Chiricahua people called the Cherokee, again, that word homicide and genocide of people, but you cannot X us out, as they teach you George Washington cut down the cherry tree. Well, I'm here to say this is a new tree, as the tree in the garden with the Adam and the Eve. This is a new Eve. This is a new Adam that became the mother. This is a new tree. This is a new seed that was planted with the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, with the Win Nam Yu, the new ATL, the Asiatic Talk. That's why my name is Chinese. The word, what? Nisi Chi Na Si, the one who has the vision as Madame Shabazz of the tribes of the new Israel. Madame Shabazz.
Yes, my sister. And look at the language in the numerology of the language itself, the words itself being numbers and the representation of those numbers. That word numerology is a 32, which brings it to a number 5, taking you back to the action, the change, the action. And so it's a word of action. But if you also take the S, meaning that serpent energy of yourself, then what do you have? And you put the S in front of word. Now you have a sword. So it is very important that you speak clear, that you know the language that you are speaking, that you no longer, as our ancestors said about the pale face, that he spoke with a forked tongue. So if you have the language and you know what the language can do, you pull the power into yourself to say be, and it is. You become your genie in the bottle. You become your magic potion. You become that which can spend the spells to make your life splendid. You become the orchestrator of the greatness within yourself. So be careful with your sword. Know that you are moving into a fantastic action. Have an understanding that you are the scholar of your life. That is the power of the language, my sister. I would also go right ahead, my sister.
Well, as you said, Madame Shabazz, when you break down the seven languages of the chi, in the brain, which is the who, when, where, why, how, intent, and what's implied, that makes up the levels of growth and development of that word human being, meaning the word what? Nam means yes, you, that you have to take the action of the behavior of your actions to start to heal your temple. Because as you said, the revolution of the evolution is not the tell our vision. We do not any longer, Madame Shabazz, you and myself, the two, as you said, the Negro in the north, the new direction, as they say, as you were saying, our ancestors, when they always said, what in that word, slavery, to follow the North Star. Because what was the energy, as you said, in that beginning of the language of the star? The star shines in the day, in the night, but you can see the reflection only because of what? The sun. So as you see with the moon and the star and the representation of the womb as the beginning, again with the word law of the land that people say of the star David or Dawood, how did it even become that name? As the birth, as they said, look at when we talk about Ramadan. Ramadan means the time of the prophet. A prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not just him, but he is an extension of the who, of the people of the land. That we go by the sighting of the moon, because the moon, what, is the womb. And as we go, as you said, in two languages and who we are, the beginning of who we are, we go into the sexual triad, because the sexual triad is, again, what, the pyramid. That is the luminosity of oneself. That's why the pyramid is still standing and why they're trying to dig into the pyramid, which they closed it down to the people. They're trying to find the secrets in the star. But I just want them to know the hidden messages and words that was passed up, not down into the Jannah, into the paradise, into the heaven. It lies in the people, Madame Shabazz, the true people of the Israel that we saw with the who ourselves, the hidden messages that was passed within us. That in that DNA that they cannot abstract, trying to find where you could be in the three places at the same time, and what? Going into the principle of the quad, of the four, of the swastika, the earth, wind, fire, and water. So that's where we start with the language, Madame Shabazz. That's why it's in the chi, that you cannot see with the naked eye. That was passed from within, that we have the true people of the word Ra is Ra'el, the creator, the existence of existence, who taught us of the pen which we knew not, Madame Shabazz.
Yes, Susan, you're right. It is the chi, and that's why the question that we have is how to recognize if you are running on a language programming and how to ID where the program comes from. And you said it, which is going back into the womb. You have to go back into the darkness so that you can have a beginning. And because we have been dealing with a enemy of people who have knowledge about ourselves that we don't know because of the very fact of one of which you just pointed out of going into the pyramids and uprooting the secrets, or so to speak, it really was not no secret. It was knowledge that was to be passed on. What those who want to keep you into not having the enlightenment of yourself think that they can go into the pyramids and excavate everything out of the pyramids. But the same DNA, the same language, the same as you age that is in the pyramids also exists in our strands of DNA. So it is critical that we dig back into the womb of ourselves so that we can know that the moon exists within us, that we are nothing but the reflections of that moon. And so how do you see some of the language programming? How do you know some of the language programming? Well, you can look at some of the things that you do. Some of the actions that you take, where do you get them from? How did they get into your head? One, we can just look at how is the behavioral action in the male-female relationship? How are we relating to one another? How is the action that brother to brother where does that action come from? Because if you do not have the love for your brother and your sister, which is a natural order, because you, how you know it's a natural order? Because you could just look in nature. That's where the answers are. The answers are in the nature. You can see how even a dog or a cat or a squirrel or a bird, all of the animals in the earth, how they respond to their own kind is a clear indication of how we should have a relationship with one another. So they don't, you don't find them in the streets fighting each other unless there is some person behind making dogs fight. Usually, normally, dogs just don't fight each other like that. But if, you know, if they're hungry, they may fight over food. But now you break and go into a matter of survival. Well, we are, who put us in this so-called survival mode? And you hear people use that word, that we're just trying to survive. Well, that is a word right there that we need to look at. Why are you only trying to survive? Who put that programming in your mind that you have to be trying to survive when the earth is forever here, when it is forever making changes into its own existence? So why are you trying to survive if your feet are planted in the soil? Then you should hear the rhythm and the beat and the vibration and the frequencies that are in the earth. So there should be no need to try to survive. You should already be in existence. When you came here, you was in existence. And when we come to this planet, we come here with absolutely everything we need. We come here with breath and life and light. And those are the survival tools that we need to create the essential of the pyramid within ourselves. So that existence of outside of ourselves, those programming, who told you to wear those high-heeled shoes, my sisters? We're wearing shoes that is taking our bodies out of balance. You may not see it now, but you will feel it later. So when you need your most strength in your elder years, you have bent out the rhythm of your body. The internal foundation of your body is no longer in place because of the heart pounding, pounding, pounding that you do on your body, on the sole of your feet, that sends up the vibration and the frequency. This is the language that is being spoken in the body. So, again, where did that come from? How is it that that programming is a part of you? Oh, I know that the high heels look good on your feet, right? So who gave you that program that the high heels look better than a flat shoe or even better than your beautiful feet? Why did we get that programming in us?
Well, yes, Madame Shabazz, and as you broke down your name with the S-H-O, the word show of the existence of oneself, and that word shoe, that yes, of the word she of the Shoshone people, showing that even in your name, while you stand firmly with your feet planted in the seed, in the earth, because, again, the existence, the hidden messages in your name. As you said, with the words, they shape and mold the mind or your chi. As you take the word and put on the S, you have the sword, which is called the tongue, what is called the folklore. As you said, the force of the what? Of the fork, of the lure, to lure, to pull you in with the word drowning. Going in with the word sword, turn it around, and you see the word draw or drown, the word baptism, because the word baptism comes from the word heresy, because the word mean ba, mean the Queen of England made herself a nana. Heard the name Christopher sound like a man, but if you say Christ of her, that you see that she takes the role, what, of the male herself, making herself being a god, where you see the word God is, making them one and the same. Because in the baptism, if you did not get baptism, you got killed. That's why I explained to my Christian brothers and sisters that you call yourself Christians, but break down the Christian, what the word is, the Christ of the Titans. the Christ of the Titans, which meant the gods of the Dehesus, Zeus. Look at the history. When you call yourself something and what you identify or attach yourself to that ID, you Muslim sisters and brothers that we call each other Saidas sisters and Haki brothers, and you may have never met them, but look at the behavior, actions that you call your brother and your sister. Look at my brothers and sisters that you call yourselves of the Israel of the Torah. Look at the law and how you treat your women. So as we begin, as you say, looking at the broken language, cut the knot. Look at the word broken. You see the word broke. Again, you see the existence of the male. But the dual reality of the female is the womb. So why is it war? Why is it that they say we should treat our brothers and sisters as we want to be treated ourselves? Sisters, why is it that men say that a woman cannot teach a man or a young boy or a young son to be a man? So what is it in their existence that made them think that we could think like a man but act like a woman? What is it in the existence that we still allow men to control the condition of our condition, control our chief? You have to take back your power to be yourself.
Well, it's the right. And that is what we're asking, is the rights. What you just pointed out in those questions is the rights. Who have the rights over your body? Because either you have the rights over your body or someone else. And that is, and if someone, no matter which way, either you or yourself, there is a language that goes along with the rights of your body. And we're going to talk about that. Because we're going to talk more in detail about the body language. And the question also is, where is the influence coming from? As you just pointed out, is it the institutions? Is it the religious? Is it the reliance?
Yes, because, yes, Madam Shabazz, as you know, with the Supreme Court, they were talking about the decision of a woman's body and the rights of her body and about abortion. And so, as again, I just want to mention that, you know, before I forget it, because you're right on time when you're talking about the body and you're talking about the woman, talking about the body of the female. And then will you please continue when you were saying who has the control over your thought process in your body?
Right. Is it the sports? Because when you look at a lot of the actions that are taking place with the behavioral actions, even in relationships, as you're talking about relationships, the male and female, well, in my opinion, the sports and the religion are mirrors of one another. Because in the sports, then the women, the way that women are deemed in sports is as in even advertisements, put the sports in the advertisement, the sexual actions in the advertisement are very similar, that it is a woman is always used as a cheerleader. They make the cheerleaders, you get the finest cheerleaders that you can have, and they're cheering for who? Men. They are the ones who in the background, they're putting out all this fantastic English language of body language, of body chi, which is a language because it is a vibration, by cheering for them and them doing what they do, which in my is a job. And how I find it quite ironic that people tune in to sports to watch them do their job. Who do you go to Walmart and watch the cashiers do their job? So how is it that we became, where did that program come in, that we are to entertain ourselves watching someone else do their job by playing a sports activity, and that is our form of activity? We make no money doing that. Unless you're gambling, and you unless you own the team, unless you're the one who is instrumental, and that's the backdrops of it. We're not talking about that language, but we can. But the language that you now become a open to the programming. So the programs are dropped into you when you allow yourself to watch sports and you see the fine sister. But where is she? She's a supportive partner, which I believe a woman should be a part of the support system. But in looking at the essence of how she has to appear, she's really considered like a little sidebar, so to speak, because even in all of the commercials that go along with the advertisement of the sport, she might be, you know, decorating a fine car or in some fine clothing or something that is accompanying a man, but it's always put in the background so that there's no highlight. So, our sisters, this is a message. We should not be mad at our brothers, not at all. Eliminate that energy from your body because it is a programming that we are working under. Many of the brothers do not understand, nor they just not don't even have an understanding that they are in the low vibrations of themselves when they come to you and their conversation become low-rooted. All they want to talk about is sex. Don't be angry at them. Now it is time for you, as the mother of civilization, to understand the programming that is wrapped around us. When we understand the programming, we can then internalize it and take an overview to know that he is not himself because the programming has been dumped into the psychology of how he functions. And the psychology is that spiritualness of him. So the program that he's running for us is not anything that should make us angry anymore. Now we should be able to look at that programming, analyze the programming, see where it has come from, make a decision if you want to be a part of this program or you want to delete the program. It's no different than you do on your computer. You need to go back to the backdrop and look at where it's running from, what things are tied into the programming. If this is a brother or sister, because the sisters are also being ran under the program, same programs as well. It just have a different effect on them. But the reason I'm speaking directly to my sisters because it is up to the woman to make the difference in how the nation is shaped. Okay, you may not be able to help your husband right away, but you can help your son. You can help him run a different program into him for the future to create a new dynamics for him to be able to have a new existence that doesn't continue to recycle the same old behavioral actions that we are seeing right now. So that is how important it is to understand, understand, to have an overview, to be able to self-analyze and to analyze that which is outside of yourself in order to stop the programming. My sister, would you please like to speak to us on the programming that has been dumped in us? And also, I didn't talk about this. We had in our, when we put our marketing advertisement out for the show, a word that I put on there was N-R-O-P. Actually, that word is, if you read it from the right to the left, that word is porn. And I didn't want to just kind of put it out there. I know people get really excited about the low root chakras. It was only available for those who already know that they can read from the right to the left. But the industry of porn has had an astounding effect on our behavioral actions as well. So that itself, and it's so free now. It's free. You can get it free on your internet. You can have it on your cell phone. It's really on regular TV. When you look at what goes on regular TV, it's very pornographic too as well. So, Madam Heaven, my sister, please elaborate for us, would you please?
Well, yes, Madam. Shabazz, I would love to. As you said, even with the word bro, kin, you see the word bro or brother or the kin. You take the word broken and you turn the word what? Kin around. The K-E-N becomes the neck of the euro, meaning putting a rope, a noose around the neck of the brother, which the word comes from the word brother, comes from the word with the T, meaning the cause of her, to take a man and to put a rope and a noose around his neck, as you said, to bring him down in the penile shaft of the word penis. Because if you look at it in the law of the Torah, or they say the Israel or the Hebrew law, that when a baby boy is born, that he has to get circumcised because it will come what? The cleaning of himself. And then you look into the tribes where they said that the women are taking razor blades and cutting the clitoris of young girls so they would not have the sensations that they would want to think about a brother, that they would take away that desire. So let me tell my sisters around the nations, if you hear me clearly, of the 700 years of the noose around the neck, we need a new what? Woman. A womb of mother to see the direction of the womb of her babies. Sisters, stop cutting the clitoris of your young girls. This was passed down not to us, but another trickology to kill the natural self that produces in the womb. That you see that word again in that word man. The word nah means yes. The womb. The universal law that the Creator has given us the process to produce. So that negative energy, again, in that word slavery, to cut off a nation, to cut off their language, to cut off their ID, to cut off their identification of who they are, to put the fear and keep the fear in that existence. So that's why we need a new education, Madame Shabazz, and our brothers and our sisters, the 700-year system in this country. Even in Tupac, they say his mother that now has a play that's coming out, I guess, about their life, because if you didn't know, Tupac, that's the name that of that word. We are not Indians. We are real people and have names and nations. And so even with the name of Sequoia, when you talk about the language and numbers, Sequoia did not invent what they said in the letters looking like the euro, around the neck letters. We had a system. It was passed on to me. And so even all the history of that word was, his story is no more. That's why they said that they thought the earth was coming to an end. It was the knowledge that came to an end. This is a new seed in Israel. This is the new people of the word that is Adonai, meaning Creator is, without question, without doubt, Madame Shabazz.
Yes, thank you, my sister. We're going to take a short break. And we're going to come back. You are tuned in to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the When I'm You, the new ATL, the Asiatic Talk Language. My name is Madam Shabazz, and my co-host is Madam Heaven, and we will be right back.
come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
welcome back to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the Wenam U, the new ATL, the Asiatic Talk Language. Yes, long time coming, 26,000 years, and who would like to do all of that all over again? It is about working on your internal self so that you don't have to come back and do all of this craziness again. It is about the change, as he said, a long time coming. And then the language itself, the word itself, is a symbol of the number five, the numerology number five, and the change. It is the change. It is the time to take action. That is the time that we're in right now, my sister. Let's talk about body language. The language of the body, because this is very, very critical to the creation, to the process of communication, because in the verbal communication, it's only 7%, and the remainder of the 93% belongs to the tone and the body language. So that is the most part of what we communicate, although many of us, we're going to talk about phrases later, and then I'm going to put one of those phrases that we talk about all the time, and we're going to say that talk is cheap. It takes action to back up the talk. So under our phrases, we will talk about talk is cheap. But I want to start with the eyes, as under the body language, as eyes most of us refer to as the mirrors of the soul. That when someone says something to you, you want to be able to look them in the eye. So because you will be able to get the message in the eyes, the eyes send the message to you. Although a person may not want you to know the truth, but if you have an opportunity, that's why people say, no, I just need to see them face to face. I need to hear him or I need to hear her say this. I need to see them when I tell them this. Because it is the eyes that is going to transform you into the reality of what you're saying. So looking at the eyes, so how about when children roll their eyes? Oh, we get mad at children for rolling their eyes, but oh, it's some real serious power in your eyes when you can roll your eyes. It was one of the things that, going back to the so-called slavery, they didn't want you to do. They didn't want you to look them in the eye. They didn't want you to roll your eyes. They didn't want you to stare at them with your eyes, because the eyes are so amazingly powerful, my sister. So you can even I can remember even with my daughter, when I would go to a conference, and I remember this one in particular. It was a pale face that we went to a conference. I can't think of his name, but I know she probably remember. Anyway, he just was so afraid of how she was looking at him. He said it was just the way that she was looking at me that, you know, it was so aggressive, like, you know. So I've had that experience a couple of times myself, so I know where she got it from. But that's the power of the eyes, my sister. Talk to us about the body language of the eyes.
Well, yes, Madam Shabazz, and you see, and as you said again, in our language, the Manitoba people say the Chiricahua mean warriors, that we are. My grandmother used to tell me, or the Wera Wera, she used to tell me that the window, she said the eyes to the soul. As you see within that word eye, you also see that word Eve, and you see the word womb. So as we see in which they say mother witch, that the word they call witch, because you take the word W-I-T, witch, and equals the chi. So if you say it from the right to the left, you see the chi, as you said, the witch, coming from the womb, again, the body, the beginning, going that they call that sacred place, the womb. That's why in that word marriage, that it became that you enter into the womb, that was the act. So going again that you even have grown men and women call themselves saying that they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and going into that relationship, as you said, with the body, that when children are young, they marvel at the fact that they have a young boyfriend or a young girlfriend. But when that act becomes tragic in that word rape, but they put in the existence of a little boy, oh, he's so handsome, he's going to be a what? A heartbreaker. Or she's so beautiful, oh, she's just going to be have many men, and then grow up, they call her a hoe. But we're going to explain that word and break down, Madame Shabazz, what that word hoe is and what that word meant and where that word came from in a minute. But as you was breaking down the language of the body, that's what we saw with the existence of the chi. We started from the nuclear acid, that word DNA. We started from the neutrons, electron, proton cells. We go into the endorphins in the brain. We go into your temple in the alignment of your negra and your nor to have the balance, Madame Shabazz.
Yes, sis, and if you read the word eyes from the right to the left, you will see it says S-E-Y-S, and what is that? Say, serpent? That's what that is.
Yes.
The serpent going to your own serpent energy. Can you see what is in you? Next, let's look at hand. What does the hand language say? Well, you know, you have sign language. You have sign language that is both formal and informal. And what I mean by that, you have people who sign, meaning they speak as if we are speaking orally with their hands. The same words that we're speaking, they use to identify the sentences and the phrases of what they're saying through their hands, even down to the starting from the alphabet. In addition to that, you have different signals and signs that you can use. You have mudras that you can use. You have that are sacred, that allow you to open up certain centers of energy within yourself. You have, as everybody knows, you throw up the middle finger. What is that? Many of the F word to a person. And why is it that they always use that finger? Because that is the a very serious vortex finger that has lots of energy, lots of healing energy. In fact, it is one of the most powerful energy healing fingers that you have. And so when you put that up, when you say that to a person, you really are putting up some real serious energy that you are giving to someone and saying that. So that is one of those things that you want to be careful about what you say through your body language or through your hands, even all the way to a handshake. What you're doing is you opening up a vortex by there's some magnetism. You know, you passing on energy through your hands, the centers of energy. Even when you clap them, you know, when you clap them, you hear an energy. You feel the energy within your own self. So when you slapping on people's hands, and I'm not suggesting that you shouldn't, but I'm saying that you have to be conscious about what you're doing, what kind of shakes you're giving. Even in different rituals, meaning rituals of gang initiations, you learn to do a certain handshake. In the secret societies, there's different handshakes, hand gestures that are used. These are, again, some of the forms of body language that we use, even when we use our hands, the nurturing of a hand. What kind of language is you giving in your love when you use your hands? How do you touch? How do you feel? These are all necessary components to be in touch with within yourself, because the hands are where you feel and touch from after heaven.
Well, yes, Madam Shabbat, to add to what you were saying, because even in the sweat glands, as you were saying, in the palm of your hand, the center, which the five represents your senses. And so as in the sweat glands, in the molecules, that the energy from someone else, that in their pores, that goes into their cells, that's why that is also a sexual act of holding hands. Act of endearment, because as you share the molecules within one another, in those sweat glands, you know, when you sweat, that you take that energy of a person and you take into your person, and they take into their person. And so, again, it's a form of uniting together. That's why they said even a bond of a handshake, that we don't have to put it in writing. When they used to say, as you said, that when we couldn't read and write, and we said what? That the bond, shaking up the hand, that my word is my bond. That is the sword between you and I. So, again, as you said, going back to the womb, going back to the existence of that's what we are with the word law and roar, going into the word of the age that was given to us to stand on the square of our people. And so with the systems and the programs, as it says, the word, look at the word gram, to be a pro, meaning to what? To know what you're doing with the system. Just as that word government, that's what the states call United States, that in each state they have a different system. For instance, when you talk about cannabis, in some states they say yes, in some states say no. So if the United States were united, what would go in one state would go in another. Just like prostitution, it's legal in some states and not in others. So going again in the systems where 700 years systems of rule, not 1766, but 1066, the habeas corpus. So even at the law that they teach you what is the law, you have to look into the hidden messages in the law and in the programs and the systems and what they call the body. Because what they call that in the government, they call it what? The supreme. They call it the word what? Supreme. Going in existence that the people had a law that they took from, that they homicide and genocide, what is called the Trail of Tears. So again, in that word, his story, that's why today we are called the what? The historians, telling his history, but again, telling what? Our existence, to tell you to start the beginning of the new of your own existence, Madame Shabazz.
And that takes us back to what hands are there to greet your child from the womb. The hands that are there also send a message, a language message, into your child. And what do those hands do to your child when they come into this world? If those hands that are coming into this, that are bringing your child into this world, are taking a needle and injecting that child immediately when they come into the world, what is the language? What's the body language that that is sending? The language that they're sending to your child is that they're not good enough, even from birth. It's already putting it in the psychology of the mind, into the essence of the subconscious, that someone had to alter the body even when they first came to this world. So we're allowing the hands, other people's hands, who are not the proper caregivers, who are not the real kindergartner of the child when they're born into the world. We're allowing false entities who have rights. When they bring our children in the world, we sign rights over to our child, over to them by signing a birth certificate. You signing over the right of your child to this governmental system. So that is a part of the rights that we need to know about. What are they writing with their hands when they sign the agreement that you now have turned over the rights to your child, because why? We have not evaluated the hidden messages in the language and in the body language as well. It all is absolutely relevant as to who we are and how we need to take action in the language. Again, it is a number 5, standing on the action and the action of change, as we are the Wennam you. We are new humans, and we're saying this time and day is a sign that we are to take what we need and change our own existence. My sister, let's go to posturing and gesturing and how that itself is has an amazing effect on the psychology of the body language. Go right ahead, my sister.
Well, yes, Madame Shabazz, as you were speaking about the rights and how they say they have to spank the baby to make the baby cry, in that word fear, you see the what? The first in the ear. So as you said, what the baby hears first of that fear, and that fear of who? Of that caretaker. So even in the baby existence, as we were talking about the reality, as you were saying to our sisters, the condition of our brothers and being in the lower chakras. Because as you said, even with a baby boy being born from existence, when you have to change his diaper, that existence that you have to touch him in the most sensitive place that goes into the dolphins of his brain. And so then how many times is a baby being changed, even being potty trained? And then come into existence when he has to urinate. How many times a day does he touch his penis? And what he is taught about the penis in that tool, to use it as a weapon, or to use it as a energy system of pleasure, but even existence to bring in life. So again, as you said, when we talk about the body and talk about words, how they shape and mold, and the things that we do from the existence of that first existence of ourselves, Madame Shabazz.
Yes, thank you, sis. I really like that fear, because it is absolutely critical, and it is not necessary to spank a baby on the butt for them to know that they are here. They are automatically going to seek to catch a breath. So that is a form of fear, by hitting them on their backside to make them come, as they think, to make them wake up to the fact that they are in this existence. That does not, it happens naturally by itself. No one is there hitting on a litter when the cat has a litter to make sure that they know that they're in existence. It doesn't have to happen. So be careful about how you use your hands and how you allow hands to be used on you as well as your children. Posturing and gesturing is very critical in being able to read body language, to have a thought process of what kind of body language you are putting out, as well as what someone else is giving to you in a conversation. Gesturing with hunching of the shoulders has a meaning. You know, you just hunching your shoulders, that's a form of, you know, it says, well, I don't know, but without opening your mouth, you're saying that. And how about squirming, you know, you can't stay still, you're squirming, somebody's squirming. And in particular, you see this in children. You ask them a question, they get the squirming. Well, you know, you may not even get the answer once the children get the squirming, or they're not going to give you the answer that you know is absolutely not going to be the right answer to the question that you are asking them. And fidgeting, and, you know, can't sit still. And look at this. And the posturing and the gesturing, because our children have not been taught the disciplines of them having being able to sit silently without moving, then when they're in this educational system, then immediately they want to put them on medication because they deem them as too active. But because we are not taking the language seriously and taking the action toward language by making our children sit down and learn to take postures of how they sit and to be able to sit in silence. So you have adults who can't even sit 5 minutes without moving. But why? Because they were never taught the benefits or the necessity of why you must be able to keep your position without moving? Well, what if something comes near you that you absolutely can't move? What if a big spider was on you and someone needs to knock the spider off of you and you moving, you moving, you moving? Well, the spider's going to bite you. But if you have the discipline within your own self and you know how to take the posture and take the breath, then someone can easily flick anything off of you that will cause you danger or harm. Or you are in the presence of a dangerous reptile, and you are not a snake, and you shouldn't be moving. You moving, you screaming, because you have not learned the discipline of your posturing and your gesture. So, Madam Heaven, if you could, my sister, please talk to us about posturing and gesturing.
Well, yes, Madame Shabazz, as we went through the who, when, where, and now the why. And because why, as you said, because the posture, what, has the suggestion of the temple of you being in your own alignment with your chi, with the, what, the mental, the spiritual, and the physical. So as you said, as your posture is all out of order, you're radical, you're all over the place. And so as you say, that body language says again what? Because the body only acts what the chi in the brain allows it to do. And so again, as you say, in that language, what language are you acting out in your behaviors, that in your posture? Because as they say, you have the perfect posture, that your body, what, is in alignment, and you have control. And as you said, to be out of that control, that it gives a suggestion of what? What is the act that you are acting out, that your temple is not in alignment and that is not in balance? Because that is a behavior. It is a action. It is a speech. And it's trying to tell you something. So as you said with your children, that you see them in one way, they may be in their alignment, and then like you said, when you're talking to them and they're all over the place, and as you say, they're acting out, but what are they acting out? What action has happened to them that causes them to go into that action, Madame Shabazz?
More questions, more analyzation, more research, being alert to always work your post in a perfect manner, always being alert. That's every day all the way around you, because we're not in a society, as language also is linked to the land, and we're not in the process of where we have been treated properly. So in knowing that, and being, and also being here and to have endured the things that we've endured in this nation, is necessary that we begin to analyze the language. We begin to dig deep. And in the body language as well, you have the body adornment. What kind of clothes you wear? What symbols and signs are you putting on? What's the jewelry? What are your tattoos saying? And the tattoos give energy as well. The jewelry gives energy, the tattoos give energy, and even the clothes. Everything has an energy center to it. So that language that it speaks gives an identification to yourself as well as to others. You wear certain colors because colors themselves have energy in the clothing you wear. Patterns itself have energy. All of this has a relevance as to how you are speaking. Rather you open your mouth or not, you are always speaking a language. It is always with us. And also the aromas, the smells. Sis, I want to go ahead and go through these so you could come back and talk about them. The aromas, the smells. What is the aromas that you like of yourself? What is the natural aroma? Madam Heaven and I had this conversation that it is most unfortunate that many of our sisters are not in a way of knowing. They do not have the knowledge as to how the natural energy, the natural smells of their vagina should be, because we have covered them up so much with perfumes and fragrances and over-douching or even douching. Some people don't, well, that's a whole other subject. We'll bring that in under the making of she. But all of these things, too, we don't even know what is it. Should it be acidic? Is it acid or is it alkaline? Because the covering up, we have covered up so much until both the woman nor the man have no idea what is the natural smell of a woman. So it's we in that aroma, in that smell, that process that we have been taken out of, that we don't really have no knowledge of anymore. And ask yourself, what do you like? Do you like the smell of flowers? Do you like the more ancient smell, meaning the sage, the frankincense, the myrrh, or do you like the more commercial smells that they have, meaning the Gucci, the Issey Miyake, all of those things? We must be aware of all of these things because they all speak a language to us, Madam Heaven.
Well, yes, Madam Shabazz, as you say, even that word adornment, because you see that word a door, going in that word again, going into that dome room or going into that door, which they said the door no return, meaning that the door, as you said, our ancestors, when that word that they was enslaved and held at the porch, that as you say, of the smells of the essence, which they put us together, the tribes, and that we had to rely on laying on one another, as they say, tribal, of even in the sweat gland, that we have to share in the free radicals in the senses of the cells. So again, when you say that door or that door or opening of the womb, the natural, you have natural bacteria in the body that kills bacteria of the body. And what I'm talking about in the sweat glands, even when we have the intimacy and sharing of the fluids, that's why people, when they mess around, your spouse knows, because the reaction of yourself will tell on you, because you have now introduced a new smell, a new sound, a new language inside of your body. So they will naturally detect it, even though your mouth says one thing. Does the action fit the word, and does the word fit the action? That's why most people, they lie, because just even going into the natural, we have taught in this society even the word of being human, that you are a homo sapiens. You are not a homo sapiens. It would be no creation of ourselves if we was homo sapiens. Because it will be females with females and males with males. So there would be no production activity in our species. It is in species, as you go into the ocean and the sea, species, that what you call the nana, being male and female. Now, even in the last listings at another time, we'll get into the acids of the neutrons, electrons, proton cells, and the free radicals in the body, in the glands, that we will go into the orbit of the atmosphere, the astral travel, and in physics, the breakdown that we do have male and female traits within us. And some people, why you have women, as you said, have more features of males because they are very hairy or have hair on their faces and their bodies. And then you have men that have sensitivities, that with sensitivities to them things, that they will cry. And they're told that to be in an unnatural state, that you shouldn't cry. So again, going to the body, as you say, to the dormant of the smells, going into the glands, because the glands is what connect us together, going in the fact of the nuclear acid, what we are, molecules. So that's why people say, I want to find what? My soulmate. So how do you find that soulmate? Because in that person, what detects you? As in the animal kingdom, as you said, in the lower chakra, the smell. You want a good smell, but we have taught that the natural smell is an unnatural smell, but the unnatural smell that in reality should be a natural smell, Madam Shabazz.
Yes, my sister, and as you talk about that, we're just basically you're speaking the verbiage. And that's where we want to go right now. Under the body language is also the verbal communication, meaning the folklore, the oral, and the written. These are all senses they all hit senses into who we are. They are the opening as to, although the language, and that's why I kept the verbal last, because it is the least of the form of communication. Although many of us really do talk too much, but it's the 7% of the 100% of the communication. And the folklore, I would like for you, Madam Heaven, if you could just elaborate on the philosophy behind the folklore.
But yes, Madame Spice, as you said, the folklore was passed down from generation to generation when they said we had no oral or written to say what we wrote down, what was passed down, because they say in slavery what? They even cut out our tongues, the ones that was educated, or they cut off their feet. If they, you know, even tried to run because what we had that we knew we wanted to pass it on, but cutting out of the tongue, as you said, the sword. And so what was passed down, meaning what we did, the foods we ate, our culture, the songs that we sang, the hymns that we sang. You know, as one I have, you know, I see visions in my dreams, as my ancestors calling to me as I hear their screams, that you all want to tell the story of his lies. You tell the truth and free our lives, or the part that I say. I see visions in my dreams, in my consciousness, so it seems. I call myself a freedom rider like the ones before, hanging on the crosses on the crossroads, hanging burning in the branches on the trees, swinging in the wind with no feet. So these are the things that was passed down, what we call folklore, to keep that conscious, like that word nigger in Christianity, that word nigger in Bible, that word nigger, and the word was K-O-R-A-N, coming from the Hans, the whole Hans dynasty of that word Miriam, that they called that word Jesus' mother, the Guadalupe, the Madonna Lita from 1483. To 1502. So these are the things, sister, what I say, folklore passed down the existence of who we are, because the reflection that we look in the mirror is not our ID. That's why we have a disconnect to this society, and this society has a disconnect to us, because as you will see, September the 17th to the 23rd, that you will see, no matter who the president is, when he says that in the year of our Lord, what Lord are they talking about? They're talking about the parliament. So again, that 700 year that was passed down, that the people who they are still homicide and genocide, while we have no connection, while we have a disconnect, even with our president, with our people. Because again, I say, what is the language that he's saying? What is the language given out to the people that says, yes, that I took an oath, but two oaths, my allegiance to who? England. And then my allegiance to say of the people that they have equality under the Dream Act, that all the children have the same rights. But as we have the laws in this country, no matter who's the president, the 700-year-old law that's on the books that they go by, as you see, Zimmerman is on trial now for the Trey Martin situation. So we see that word, just us, that it is no just us. But in this day, Madame Shabazz, it's a new horizon. We are coming with the new, the universal and principal law for all people, the new humans. That's why we ask you 2.5 million sisters and brothers that we must say to add them in. I'm adding the 7 billion people on the planet that we have to become new humans to each other, new information, even in the nursery rhymes, that we was broke down, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. And he was crushed that he couldn't get up. And the Jack and Jill who went up the hill to get the water, to get the knowledge, the agua coming from your spine to your brain, that fell down with the pail. What kind of pail was it? Was it a golden pail? So the knowledge of our existence of who we are, Madame Shabazz.
Or was it a pale faces, which takes us back to that Lord,
yes,
as they are signing in to the,
yes,
Lord. Who is the Lord? The,
yes,
Lord, as we many of us know, is the landlord. Well, and that's what he's saying. He's signing in the name of the Lord. Of the Lord. It's the landlord who owns the land. That's what most people us know about the Lord. And what we do is we spend this energy every day. Ooh, thank the Lord. What Lord are you thinking? Because when you read that word from the right to the left, you see a droll. And so what is a droll? Where do you find a droll? What kind of entity is that that you see? And even you see D-roll. So you are being D-rolled. You're rolled down. You're not even seeing the self-energy of yourself by calling on to that oral word, Lord. Every day we keep saying that word, so you give it more power. It's like calling the European people pure, meaning calling them white. These words, this language that we are using is continually spelling us into the hellish situation that we are because we refuse to use the proper words that will say be will be. And that's what we are here for, the new When I'm You, Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the new When I'm You, the ATL, the Asiatic Talk Language, that we must begin to break down the hidden messages so that we can dig up the roots. It's like a weed in the yard. You got to pull up the weed in order for it not to grow no more. And that's what we're doing on this day. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. So please stay tuned with us. You are listening to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network here on the Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, sister. Root Mama Maternal Care is here to meet your womb health needs. Root Mama has helped women all over the country improve their womb health, fertility, hormonal balance, self-esteem, and family life. Explore how our signature service and products can take your wellness to the next level and at a very affordable price. Womb health consultation, birth planning, labor and delivery support, postpartum care, belly dance, and much more. Discover how Root Mama's high-quality organic products will enhance your well-being. Herbal blends, body butters, healing jewelry, and much more. Visit us online today at www.rootmama.org. Join our Facebook page, facebook.com/rootmama. Call us anytime, 682-587-ROOT. Again, that number is 682-587-ROOT. Consider Root Mama your community doula. A nation can rise no higher than its woman. Every woman and family deserves a doula. Visit us online, www.rootmama.org.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network here on the Blog Talk Radio. My name is Madam Heaven, or Madam Shabazz, and my co-host is Madam Heaven, and we do interchange every now and then.
Well, that's what we have, Shabazz and Heaven.
Well, sis, let's talk about the names. This is perfect. This is what we call our name play. And today we will evaluate names. We'll evaluate is Shonda Marshila Shabazz, and we're going to go into to what that name means. Sis, if you like, you can go ahead if you want to analyze your name first, or you want me to start with my name and you interject. How would you like to do that?
Well, as Madame Shabazz, as you know, I always love the Shabazz in Heaven. So we will go with you first.
All right. Well, great. Let's look at the name Shonda, S-H-O-N-D-A. And you see the S-H-O, which is the show, the showing of what we're doing now. This is the showing, the reality of what we need to bring forward, the showing of the last three letters of the NDA, which is the DNA. So I came with the responsibility to show the DNA in this society. And then if you look at my name, Marshila, which is M-A-R-S-H-E-L-A, then what you can see in that name is the M-A-R, which is that means that I am the empress of war. The war of what? The land, the language, the law, and the love to show the way. And the she is the feminine energy, for it is me, the woman, not the man this time, but the woman. And I'm not saying there are not men that's doing that, but this is me that we're analyzing. And the la, the L-la, is the royalty in myself, the L, that's the Moabite energy, the Moabite empress of me, who I am. And the Shabazz, taking us back to who the tribe, the lost found tribe of Shabazz, is no longer lost. It is now found. This is a tribe of Israel, meaning going back to our original selves as to who we are. And you still see the Shah, meaning the Shoni people of the tribe that I am from. And how about the Ba Ba of the sheep, the people of the sheep people, the people of the kindness, the softness of the sheep itself, and the ZZ representing the sleep. But we're no longer asleep. We're no longer lost. And no longer can we be fooled by a wolf in sheep clothing. That is the complete representation of what you can see in just only that analyzation of Shonda Marshila Shabazz, Madam Heaven.
Well, yes, Madam Shabazz, you so profoundly always break it down. And as you said, even in the word what? Name, you see the word. N-A means the word and me. And as you look in the word game, the G-A, Georgia, going to the word of Elijah, the E-L of the I of the Jah, going back to the word of creation or creator. As in my name, Nevaria. If you take the word Nevaria and turn it around, you see the word aid. And you see that word, D-A-V-E. If you look at the word even Nevada, you see the word A in the word D-A-V-E or the word David or Dawood talking about the star. My middle name, the star, the vessel that guides, and the word drawn means the word, again, D-R-A-U-G-H-N. It means the word to guide the star, to give an aid. That's why I say I am your humble servant. What do you ask of me in the direction of who we are? This is something that was given to me ever since I was 3, that I could read the Aramaic and read the word H-I on high, the word B-R-U, Hebrew. And so come into my name of that direction, of that law of our people, that of the star, as you said, Madam Shabazz, in breaking down our names. Because these are the names that was given to us, that the energy was passed down. That's why in this society, they're trying to find the energy that they have made clones. And they have made body parts that they put in jars, that they're trying to produce the human. If they could just find out how the electricity of the energy going into the quad of the universe, the earth, wind, fire, and water, with the elements that we have in us, which is called the swastika, while we are called the Nazis, meaning the word the Nazarenes. The word Judah simply means the people who come from Judah. That's the people of the Israel. That word was given to the Sheba in your name, Sheba, which they said took the ark, took the covenant. And what is that? That is the law that she took to her tribe, to her people, the Ethiopian people, to keep a lock and a key. And that's why it's passed down to you and I, Madame Shabazz, because the word Madame is a French word of royalty, which that the French gave to America. It is not the Statue of Liberty. It's the black Madame, the Guadalupe, the one they call Miriam, that the one that they know, the name of the Jesus, of the God, of the tidings of their Jesus that became Christopher, the Christ of her, is no real existence. But Yeshua, Ashua, Yeshua, Isa, was a real person that was a Jew. Yes, he was, meaning the man who came from Judah. Not the H-E-B-R-E-W Hebrew, but the H-I, the one on high that carried the law, did not associate himself to the creator. That's why today we free all and start of a new creation, Madame Shabazz.
Yes, sis, and also as you look at the word Adam, you can also see that, I'm sorry, the word Madame, it is 13. The M is the 13 as well. The 13 Adam, the A-T-O-M, but the A-D-A-M is the Adam that we see. But if you read the Adam as it can be read from the right to the left, then you see 13 Mada. And the Mada is the woman. She is the Mada. She is the civilization beginner. It is the Moabite woman who is the one who began with the civilization. So it is she that must be put back into her royal place. It is she must be that now must be called an empress and no longer a queen, for a queen is a queer. It is she who is the one that must rise and lift up the nation. And it is she who we call on, the 2.5 million sisters, to come and lock arms with us, because we know that in order for us to make a civilization, it must be done through the woman. It is the woman who is the one who can shake and turn and wake up things. It is the woman who is the one that we call on to lock arms with us today, my sister. We have a caller online. If you hold on, my sister, I would just like to acknowledge our caller that we have with us today. I'm opening up the line for 214-6560. Do you have any questions, comments, or observations for us today?
Oh, yes.
Hello? 6560. Yes, you have any questions, comments, or observations for us today? Who are we speaking with?
Oh, this is Sister Chi.
Hey, Sister Chi. Hey, love and happiness, my sister.
13, my nigga.
13, love, my nigga.
Yes, and when people say, we say N-I-G-E-R, look on the map, is next to C-H-A-D, Chad, where the Ethiopian people come from. So that's why we say nigga all day long, coming from the word N-I-G-E-R, I am Nigeria, where the niggas come from, all day long. But remember, if you say N-I-G-G-R as the cross, that meant tarred and feathered. So that's why here at the Seed Drop a Homeschool Network, that you see we drop the chi of the seeds that is a need in the Nasi that you see in your third eye to be.
Right on. And I'm speaking of the nigger serpent. So, yeah, I'm on that, the nigger serpent. And
this is the year of the nigger.
Yes.
This is the year of the Asiatic Negra, which go look into the Asiatic sign. You will see it's the shock of the wheel, the people who come from Chicago, that who's on the line. New Israel, go and look into the word Chicago and see the little Israel.
Yes, Chicago.
Yes, well, Sister Chief, what do you have to say to us today?
Wonderful show. I look forward to. It's exciting. Our show tomorrow. We speaking on language as well, so we're gonna be able to elaborate on the language from a vibrational standpoint. I enjoyed everything when y'all was speaking about even the point of the basically them doing for the children, women, and the little boys now. Everybody getting they self circumcised. That's just terrible. And I was reading up about that when y'all spoke on it. It made me think about an article I read about the rabbis, even the priests. They suck the blood, like they just basically suck in the penis of the little baby right after they circumcise the baby. That pure blood, that beast mentality. And that's just so freaky. It's on a whole nother level. But even on that one article I read, the baby can get herpes or some kind of disease from the damn whole ritual they was doing. And New York has just passed, they passed like a law saying that it's okay, you know, like it's a part of their religion. New York, of course, they're going to be down with the get down. So I just want to say I enjoyed everything. I had my notebook out. We was taking notes. Me and Brother I'd be right here vibing together. So I appreciate y'all. 13 love.
13 love. Yes, and I just want to say before you leave, I just want to say now, under the body language, I would say that has to be a part of the what they might consider the adornment. But it goes back to, and also the hands. To what hands are you allowing your children to be turned over to? We are allowing our children to be the caretakers of our children, are people that don't really have no love for us, that don't even have no way in their mind that they want us to evolve into anything. So that still takes us back to not having a understanding to be able to get an understanding and have an overview of the language that we are speaking, even through our bodies, without ever even opening our mouths, but the allowance of someone to, even when you look at their allowance of to be castrated, which is what it is, whether it's male or female. Where did that language come from? Who benefits from that language? And my question still is, with what they're doing with the cells and the skin, what happens to the skin? Who's going to take this DNA? Because there's DNA in the skin. So what you doing with the skin that comes off of the penis? What you doing with the skin that comes off of the vagina? I want to know, where is that going? Are those being used in the lab to manufacture something that we don't know of? So those are questions that I have about what's happening, because we are not in tune with the body language that is going on. What's going on? Yes. You sound like some Marvin Gaye.
I thought I had wanted to say something too. Like, I didn't hear if y'all spoke again about Kanye West's new daughter name. I didn't know his daughter name was North. But then he's West, Kanye West. We on the Northwest of Mexico. So they always throwing our history and our, just basically our knowledge out there, people not even knowing, like Kanye West, the Northwest of Mexico, Jesus. Even Jay-Z new album, Magna Carta, Holy Grail, he has a song called Heaven. Like, it's a lot of things that they just throw out there, the language they use, the spells that they spin, we're not aware of. However, they're getting caught in the web. Everyone's getting caught in the web of it.
So is that something that you all are going to, are you all going to be communicating about that tomorrow?
Yes, we are. We're going to speak on that as well.
Well, great. Well, we're excited about it. We will be tuned in to you all tomorrow as well.
Yes.
So thank you for calling in and tuning in with us. We appreciate your love
and
your energy, and we'll be there to support you as well.
Yes.
Thank you.
Keep that Holy Grail in mind, Sister Chi, because we're going to go into that Holy Grail in the word Akbi, because the new Ark, meaning the new law, meaning the new, what, the Dead Sea Scroll. So that's where we're going to go into, the new Ark, that new existence of the Would Not View, the new human, the youth, an extension of the seeds that grow.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, my sister, well, hold on the line.
All right.
All right, sis, before we go, as we're on the name play, I just have just a couple more things that I'd like to share myself, and I know you want to talk about something as well, and that is, I'd like to talk about that word nice, as it is a word that we're working very diligently to uproot the roots of that word, because the word nice, etymology, really is stupid. And so that spell has been spent into the existence of who we are. Again, people are like, oh, no, there's no way that, you know, that's not what that means. That means something good that you're saying. But the fact that remains is that, just look at the proof, the behavioral actions in our community. Although we may use that word a lot, and I found myself that it is one of the challenges that I'm replacing that word. It continues to come up because it's so self-rooted, because it was a very good spell. And the essence of the word, the spell, is still what it is, unless you remove the spell by replacing it or going back and counter-offering the spell. It's the only way that you can use it. And people say, well, what about the intent? Well, what about the spell? The spell was already spent. You got to go back to the original to redo, do over, and change it around in order for it, the intent, to mean something different. You can intend all you want to, but the spell has already been set. And that word nice, when you look at that word, meaning that it is stupid itself, is reading, you'll see that it is in ice. And the N is equals a 5. Again, that's the action. Going back to taking action. So you have the ice on your mind. What kind of, who wants to have a frozen mind? Meaning that you froze in suspension, not being in the reality of the time that you need to be in right now. If you're in the right place in the right time, that's why I just go back to self, law, and master. If you are mastering, if you are Islam every day, every way, in every respect, no matter the day, no matter the month, no matter the year, no matter the century, no matter the millennium. That means that you are timeless. Now and forever, you are timeless because you are Islam. And that's why it's important that you continue to dig into the depths of yourself so that you can always be standing on the square of yourself being in Islam. And the other word that I would like to speak on very briefly is the word hello that we spend into existence every single day. As you always say, since you answer the phone, hello, 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 and you're saying this, and every day you keep spinning that spell into your existence, into the energy of your house, into the energy of your children, into the energy of your listener who is listening to you saying hell is low. So apparently you all both spiral down into the hell because the numerology of the word hell low is number 8. And that means that you're spiraling. You're spiraling. You're caught into the spiral of the hell low all the time as you spinning into the low nature of yourself. And looking at the word, I mean the letter, the number 8 itself, you see that it has 4 fours in there. 4 plus 4 is 8, meaning that it's double spinning. You spinning yourself and binding yourself into a very deep hell by saying to yourself every day is hell low. So offering you some new words. You want some new words today for nice, how about beautiful, lovely, extraordinary, and Islam. You want some words for yourself for hello, how about 13 love? That's one word that you can use. How about love and honor? That's another 2 words that you can use. These are different words, and you can offer us some more words that you can use. You can email us on some of your suggestions at seeddropperhomeschoolnetwork@gmail.com. Let us know your comment or your questions or your observations. You can go to our website, seeddropper.com, or you can hit us up here on Blog Talk Radio, where we are Seed Dropper Homeschool Network here on Blog Talk. My sister, I know that you would like to speak about the broken language, cut the knot. Would you please elaborate to us today about broken language, cut the knot?
As you said, Madam Shabbat, 700 years in this country, we go into the seventh of the chi, where we went into the who, when, where, why, how, the intent, and what's implied. And going to that word, that broken language, or you say that pale face. Going into word, as you broke down the word, Islam means the word peace. As you also look into our language of the Chiricahua, which the word Anunnawa means warrior, that they try to break us, but they could not. The knot, that the tie that bounds us together as a people throughout, you said, the millenniums and the centuries, that they could not X us out. Going into the word Manataka. Going into the letters, M-A-N is the word now, means the word now. And the word what means yes, A-A. That the T-A, that the word what, at the car, which is what, the center, which is that what, kum fa kum, to be it is, without question, without doubt. That word of the word yom. That means creator in our language, that they try to break our spirit. They try to break our arrow. But as you see, energy is just transferred, just as the story of the Shaka Dewey, as the Lewis and Clark, as they killed our beautiful sister and her baby and ate her as a cannibalism, as they do. And threw her in the agua, the water. That's why we rise today from the womb, that this is the year of the snake people of Chicago, the Shakawa, the people of the Cairo that carried us away, that they carried us away of the existence of ourselves. Going into the little Egypt that's in the word, I say again, Chicago is that word, as we travel, as we were travelers, we are the new ark of the ark B. We are the new symbols and the new signs. That of the 7 birth, 7 sign, 7 seal, that in the 21 according to the Mayom calendar, that waking up, as you said, the negative of the snake that was in that first garden, that put the shame on a snake. that put the shame on the woman, that said that we broke the law. But see that word man today, that when they say, oh, men, yes, oh, men, where is the womb that bore you? Because as they have in the new day that we are breaking down, they are not the secrets. There are the opening of the womb that was given to us, Madame Shabazz, as we will get into the universal law. That the keys from the monk keys that they're looking for, that the monks in the temple that have the keys, when they say, kodom yom yom kodom, the word chrome, the word meaning kum ba kum be it is. And so as we in this new existence, that when you tune in to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, with the Win I'm You, with the new ATL, and coming out second part with our youth, Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, that you will see that the new seeds are planted, that we have our little steppers, our youth steppers, and our adult steppers. And we are so proud as the warriors will come on, that new arc, that new information with the new chi to give you in a new alignment in your temple, Madame Shabazz. I am so excited.
Yes, I am too. We're going to take a short break as we are coming to our last 10 minutes of the show, and we're going to hear from another sister, Babylon by Cypherella. So hold on and stay with us, please.
I hear voices in my mind telling me it's lies, and they feed him off my mind. Say. Don't believe the shit that's on TV. Don't let them take guns out your community. War on drugs is just a way to increase poverty. Open up your eyes 3 times and you will see them in captivity.
Babylon, Babylon, from the view with the new Babylon, niggas in your watch. Babylon, what a rich kid, but you ain't dragged along. Well, fuck that, it's time to fight. All the gangs up for a 9-9. Chopper's on deck and it's a vacay. Pull them down in the USA.
Our nation is corporation.
Yep.
So you mean to say that USA is a big ass organization?
Correct.
So you're telling me my mama signed a birth certificate that was a chip on my ass that I could not cast.
Right.
So the new world order which comes to pass, the United Nations will have a big ass laugh.
Yep.
Well damn,
yep.
That's fucked up.
I know, right.
I really, really mean that's fucked up. They selling false dreams, got a nigga's hopes up like up in a tree when they roped us. Put your eyes out, no more hocus pocus. They kept us afloat like locusts. What's a nigga with a hole in himself? Hopeless. Sad dang years, some will never be free. Captivity.
Babylon, Babylon, from the street with the new Babylon. Looking in your watch, Babylon. What a rich kid, but you ain't dragged along. Well, fuck that, it's time to fight. Call the gangs up, going down to 9. Choppers on deck, and they took vacation. Pull them down in the USA.
Do you really think they give a fuck about if you make it? They just making laws and hope you break them. Here's the ticket, now go pay it. And if you don't, here go your chains will go to slavery. Cause the riches are the business and the government is the payment. The greedy have, the needy have now. If you want to be taken, you got the larger situation. The situated hit them, but the nation don't be mad at us. Cause it's how you made disaster. Your crack unloaded on black men as well across the track. The war on drugs exploded cause you had to get it back. It was just in Compton, it wasn't a problem. And this is a fact.
Babylon, Babylon, from the street with the new Babylon, making in your watch, Babylon, what a rich kid, but you ain't dragged along, well fuck that, it's time to fight, call the gangs up, going down the line, choppers on deck, sending you a vacation, pulling down in the USA.
Money's in power, and power devours the soul of the cowards, but you can't eat off me, cause I am free, cause I am free, cause I am free,
see,
my generation is really awakening, the government knows that we're on the internet. Okay, I said. My generation is fully awakened. The government knows that we're not mistaken. All right, okay, I said. My generation is fully awakened. The government knows that we're not mistaken. I think so.
Was the hope, and it was basically to get everybody to agree to get guns off the street, you know. And when the government gets ready to go to war with its citizens, it'll be us who voted to have guns taken out the house.
Now can't nobody defend themselves.
No.
And let me think about shit like this. I'm out.
Welcome back. Welcome back. And wow, I really do enjoy that song. Again, we are open to artists with messages to send your music to us. You can send them by MP3. If you have music that have a reverb, just send us the information. We will also be willing to purchase some of your music so that we can showcase it on Blog Talk Radio. So, but it's up to you. We're making the offer. It's up to you. If you know someone that has music, tell them about us. We're delighted to have their music as a part of. We'll even do a feature of them. And in fact, they can even come on and be live and talk to us about their music, the essence of their music, how their music plays out, and why they have decided to do the type of music they have, what was their mission, all of that. We're open to that. So please just share the information with brothers and sisters that we're available and willing to forecast their music here on the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network here on the blogtalkradio.com. You can email us at seeddropperhomeschoolnetwork@gmail.com. You can visit us online at seeddropper.com. In addition to that, you can go to our Facebook page, which is Facebook, and it is Seed Dropper Homeschool Network as well. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, I am Madam Shabazz, at Madam Shabazz on Twitter as well. So you can follow us, and we will be delighted to have you as a person that is following us. So again, we appreciate you tuning in to us on this day, taking your time and your energy to listen to what we had to say and share in this lesson of language. It is my desire that you found something beneficial in what we were speaking about today, as we want to bring new language as we are the Wind Numb You. Since we're headed to our last few minutes, is there anything that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, yeah, Madam Shabazz, as you were just speaking about the song, Babylon means baby lion, coming from the word of the Rastafari, meaning the word the Ra of the word creator, that the star, that of the David of the law, that we came what? A us trail of the word Australia, the Aboriginal people of the word where they break down the word Africa, but that word is a far leaker of the people had gotten away from the law. So as again we break down words and the Illuminati that they talk about, the illumination of the word in the word was north. Noah, as you said, in the star, in the light, that they said that was in the east, now in the west. So as we break down, as you said, the words, the north, the east, the south, the west, the earth, wind, fire, and water, going into the swastika, going into the land of Swaziland, of the word Mandela, of the word what, Nam, of the word Nam you, that the existence of our people, that we will carry on of who we are. We will never let the dream of that word nigger, of the word in Niger, Niger, I tell the teachers and the educators, go out there and get yourself a map, because it's next to the word, what, the word C-H-A-D, the word of the Ha, of the breath and the law, who carried the ark of the Ethiopian people, who carried the star in the word Nevada, talk about the agua, the water. We are no longer asleep in a frozen state. We are from the water that they called us what? From the spine to call us a wetback. As I said again, the agua, the water, comes from your spine into your brain. That the names that they thought in the identification of the ID, who we are. Yes, today we are in a new arc. We are in a new scroll. We are in a new direction. That's what I want to say, the universal law. That is passed down to the seed that they say you just have what? The faith of a mustard seed. Yes, it is a must that we see of that word. that the ARD in the valley, not of the kings and queens, but the emperor and empress of that world that became dynasty, that became dynasty from putting us down from the stone, as you said, the word queen means queer. So as the Haile Selassie was the 225th emperor, that's why we sit back on our throne, Madame Shabazz.
Yes, sister. And tomorrow, please tune in to High Vibrations, as they also will talk about that word nigga, as we should have more understanding there. The language continues tomorrow on High Vibrations. Tune in tomorrow here on the C-Dropper Homeschool Network, here on Blog Talk Radio. Their show will begin at 7 p.m. from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tune in with them. Those are the new Generation X that are here to represent the future. So we're delighted that you tuned in to us today. Tune in to us next Wednesday, as we will be here the same time, the same channel, and with even more. We will be talking about law next week, and we may even have a law guest. So come in on in and get yourself some. We appreciate you. Go out, live in abundance, put your feet in the soil. Let the sun hit on you. Let your rays shine through. Let your solar system be live. We appreciate you, and please live in abundance. Until next time.
When I'm you.